So I got something super cool for you today on Local Content Studio, powered by AI. I'm Adrian, and I'm here with my brilliant friend Larita, and we're diving into something that's honestly been bugging me. Like, everyone's talking about content creation, but most businesses are totally struggling with it. Right, Larita?
Oh my goodness, Adrian, you're absolutely right. And get this, over 70% of businesses are struggling with consistent content creation. It's like this massive problem that nobody's really talking about openly. They're all trying to keep up, but they're drowning in it.
Wow, 70%? That's huge. But let me ask you this. What does content creation actually mean? Like, when we say content creation, what are we really talking about here?
Great question. Content creation is basically the whole process of generating topic ideas, creating written or visual content around those ideas, and making that content accessible to your audience. And content creators, they're the masterminds who research, write, design, and produce all of this stuff. It's way more complicated than people think.
Okay, so it's not just writing a blog post and calling it a day. There's actually a whole process behind this. What are the essential steps that businesses should be following?
Yeah, so first you've got planning and strategy, then content creation itself, distribution, and engagement. But here's the thing. There are these five C's that are absolutely crucial. Clarity, making your message crystal clear, conciseness, keeping it tight and focused, consistency, showing up regularly, creativity, standing out from the crowd, and customer centricity. It's all about your audience.
The five C's. I love that. But what types of content are we actually talking about here? And how do people even come up with ideas? That's got to be the hardest part, right?
Oh, there's so much variety. Blog posts, social media content, videos, podcasts like this one, infographics, case studies. The list goes on and on. For ideas, the best practice is really listening to your audience. What questions are they asking? What problems do they have? You can also look at trends in your industry. Repurpose existing content, and don't be afraid to get personal and share stories.
That makes total sense. But how do you know if it's actually working? Like, how do you measure if your content creation is successful?
Great question. You got to track engagement metrics like likes, shares, comments. Look at website traffic, conversion rates, and time spent on your content. But honestly, the most important thing is whether you're building relationships and trust with your audience. Numbers are important, but connection is everything.
Before we wrap up, I have to ask, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see businesses making with their content creation? Like, what should people definitely avoid?
Oh, I see many. The biggest one, trying to be everywhere at once. Ask me how I know. Pick your platforms and do them well. Also, being too promotional. People want value, not constant sale pitches. And inconsistency is a killer. It's better to post on the regular than sporadically.
Larita, this has been absolutely amazing. Thanks for breaking down content creation for us. And hey, if you're part of that 70% struggling with content, don't worry, you're definitely not alone. That's all for today's Local Content Studio, powered by AI. Catch you next time.